That great day. It's Friday. It's Friday, Bill. Welcome
it
to
is,
it.
It is Friday. Can't argue with you. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy. Welcome to the show. This is the stream portion of the show. In my head, when I blueprint the shows, this is just for me. I just do this for my own sake. I say, whatever we talked about on the regular show, once we get to the stream, we can loosen up a bit. But the thing we just talked about on the regular show was about cartoon characters rarely wearing pants. So there's really no down, there's no down floor from there. You know?
I guess. But see, again, we like to have fun on our show.
Sure.
I mean, if there's something going on in the world, in the news department and major, we right. will definitely discuss it.
Right. Can I tell you what was going on in my head? Once we were done with that, and this started because there's a new movie out called Christopher Robin, and there's some parent groups who are saying, oh, I don't know if I want to bring my kids to that because Winnie the Pooh, one of the main characters, isn't wearing pants. But he's never worn pants. If you've ever seen Winnie the Pooh, even before Disney owned Winnie the Pooh, when he was just a book on his own before it was Disneyfied, he didn't wear pants then. He just doesn't want to wear pants. You can't fight the guy. But in my head, Wendy, I kept thinking, and you started me doing this, you just kept mentioning a barrage of cartoon characters, and then I just spent the last 6 minutes in my head going, Deputy Dog? No, he didn't wear pants. Ricochet Rabbit? No, he didn't wear pants.
But he had a belt, Ricochet Rabbit.
He wore a belt, but no pants.
You know, with the holster. Yeah, he had holsters.
Quick Draw McGraw, same thing.
Squiddly Diddly. He just had another little half top on, like, I'm pretty sure he didn't have pants, because how would you have all those legs?
Squiddly Diddly did not wear pants.
He had a midriff top like Winnie the Pooh.
So, all right, so who did we just mention? Deputy Dog, who was the other one with a holster?
Hopalong, or Ricochet Rabbit.
Ricochet Rabbit, Panchito.
Who's that?
He's a Disney character. Disney, for a while, had these guys called the Three Caballeros.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Donald Duck, Panchito, and Joe Carioca. And I don't think any of the three of them wore pants.
Yeah, Squiddly Diddly did not have any pants, because no how pants. Do you fill the openings?
Oh, that's true.
But, again, a little bit of a midriff sailor top with the sailor hat.
So if you were, if let's say you owned a pants store in Cartoon Land... You had the Gap. You were the owner of the Gap in Cartoonland. Your Gap would go out of business in record time because you go, what's with the people here? Nobody wears pants.
But those are just animals. You would have, you know, other people like George Jetson would buy some pants
from
you.
He'd buy some pants, right. Right.
Daughter Judy?
Yeah, the whole Jetson family wore pants. Not Rosie the Robot, but she was a robot. They didn't have to wear pants.
But there were other cartoon characters that weren't animals that would have bought the pants at, so my Gap would have stayed afloat.
Yeah, all the Disney.
The Ranger and Yogi Bear.
Ranger Smith. Come on, that's not impressive, a little bit. I mean, it's the easiest.
Does your wife find that impressive?
No, not at all.
Because I do. It's just lately you've been.
She does not.
Really whipping out the trivia. And,
Yeah.
I guess it's not always, lately. It's
always there.
Yeah.
I want to share my fount of knowledge with everybody.
You would be my lifeline that I would call. Oh, by the way, I played that stupid HQ trivia. Jasmine, do you know what this is?
Yeah.
Do you know
what this
is?
That's the game where you can win money. It's on your phone.
Yeah.
You can win money.
My sister-in-law, Sheila, plays it a lot. So she sent me a link because she wanted an extra life. So I had to log on and use her screen name as the code. Then she got an extra life. I downloaded the app. I've been waiting to play. And last night I was kind of... I had the Bears game on, put it that way, and mm-hmm. I needed something else to do while the game was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't watch Big Brother because Jim was busy podcasting, and he would be offended if I watched without him. So I thought, it's 8 o'clock, it's time, I'm going to finally play this HQ trivia.
And is it like a five-minute commitment?
It's not a long game. You have 12 questions, and I had the app for a while, but I didn't know how it was going to go, so I was kind of nervous. You have 10 seconds, although it seems like it's less than that, to answer a multiple choice question. And I got to question 4, and it asked...
Are you eliminated if you get one wrong?
Yeah,
are you out of it?
You're done. But I'm so mad at myself because... there was a question like an author that has many nicknames, and I clicked on Shakespeare... And
he does have several nicknames.
Yes, and that was the answer. But I guess I was thinking about it for too long and I missed the cutoff. So it's like time's up.
Oh.
So I was so mad. Now I know that you have no time. You have to just react. You uh-huh. really, I think it's less than 10 seconds.
You don't have to beat everybody else. You just have to get the right answer.
Right. Yeah. And like, for instance, $5,000 was the prize last night and there.
Wait, so everybody who gets all 12 right or you split it?
Yes.
You'd have to split it.
But it starts out like this is what's weird. There were 400 and some thousand people that were playing.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, think about that. That's a lot of people that are tuned in to this app at 8 o'clock at night. And I think it's at 2 in the afternoon and 8 at night. And sometimes they have like a one worth 50 grand or something.
Wow.
And
that's great.
So I was ready to roll, and I was a newbie. You know, everybody's sending instant messages to each other like, oh, I'm going to win it today. Hey, how's it going? And I didn't.
Who has time for that?
Well, you're kind of on hold. It's like the game will start in 5 minutes. So people get there and get ready.
Oh,
and right. Again, I didn't know how this works. So it's like, do I have to send a response to see the questions?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how I'm going to answer? Once you download the app, it just pops up on your screen for those newbies like I was. And then it's a multiple choice question. So you could guess your way through it all. But I was so mad because I didn't hit Shakespeare in time.
And how deep were you into it at that
Four.
Point?
Four. That was the fourth question or fifth question because it says your record 4. And I'm like, oh, screw me because I should have done better.
Do they get harder as the game goes
yeah,
on? They do.
But I think I only got one wrong. And I just was playing along, even though I'd click on it,
just
it would say,
see.
You've been eliminated. But I just wanted to see if I was right.
Yeah.
So I said, there's like 400 and some thousand people that get that first question right. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty easy. And then,
it keeps showing you how many people are still actively
right,
in the game.
Because yeah. you can see, like, you know, that 400 and some thousand then dwindled down to, like 30,000 people made the wrong guess. So mm-hmm. there were still 300,000 people, and then it gets down and down and down. It reduces until the very end, and I think there were like 5,000 people who won the 5,000. I can't do the math. Put it this way.
Wait.
Each person got $8.86.
Well, that's not enough money.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's just fun. And then that's on account. I don't know how you get it. I don't know what's going on, but
you gotta drive to Oregon and pick it up.
No.
You do.
But I'm going to play now. If I'm doing nothing, it takes 5 minutes. You would kick ass at this.
I would love to play it. I remember seeing that video. There was a video out about a year ago of a woman who won and went ballistic. She was just
How much
screaming.
Did she win?
$6. She just was going crazy. And then I realized, It's not the amount of money, it's just the fact, I don't know how often that woman played it, but she finally beat it, and that's why she was so, the money, I guess, you know, if it's $6, how happy can you be? I won $6. But she was screaming and just running around, and she was nuts, you know?
But what if you won $6 or $8 twice a day?
That would not be worth it.
Well, but it's fun. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, the fun aspect is what you're playing for.
And who knows? It might add up over time. And like I said, they have some challenges that, according to my sister-in-law, Sheila, that are worth
$50,000
something like that.
That's better.
But this is just $5,000. And, you know, you like to use your brain sometimes.
Right.
So there's
not enough time for a person to Google the answer.
Oh,
right?
God,
it goes
no.
way too fast.
Bill, I was right there. There were three authors. I can't even remember who it was.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that has to be Shakespeare. And by the time I said that has to be Shakespeare and clicked on the button, time's
yeah.
up. So there is absolutely, there's hardly time to pick an answer, let alone Google something.
So the question was, is it four? Do they give you four?
Three
choices?
Yeah,
that's
three.
Better. All right. Of these three authors, which had the most
nicknames?
And you go, well, Shakespeare was the bard.
But you don't, you're done. Time's up.
Oh.
I mean, you have to look at the three and you pretty much have to.
It's impulse.
You have to, but
fast.
You either, in my opinion, you either know it or you don't. And if not, you just guess very quickly.
Yeah, right.
This is the question that made me think of you. It was like this Italian director was responsible for all the Godfather movies. And it was Martin Scorsese,
yeah.
Brian De Palma,
uh-huh.
and Francis Ford Coppola.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to you, for 2 seconds, I'm like, oh, No. Yeah. So that's all the time you think. It's like you know it, but sometimes they get confusing in your head because you have such a minimal amount of time to answer.
Are they ever trying to trick you? Like, could they have, for that one, put Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather, so you're like, oh.
I've only played once.
Mario Puzo's name is familiar.
But he's not a director.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
I'm glad you're not in charge of the questions.
I would like to be in charge of the questions.
But there's a dude who hosts it. It should be you.
Who hosts? Is it somebody whose name you'd recognize?
No, it was Matt somebody. He was...
What's his background?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. He didn't spend a lot of time. Somebody, as I could tell by the comments, once I was eliminated, it's like, who's this guy? We want the old guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I like Matt. He's doing a great job.
They're blasting him. Get Steve from Blue's Clues. We miss him. He should be working on this. As a side note to this, I think I told you, Alex Trebek, it looks like he's leaving Jeopardy. And
are you going to go for it?
I thought about trying to pursue that somehow, but
you would be so good and
you.
So funny.
There's a
but
couple
you'd have
things,
to
though.
Keep this job because I still want to work
this,
with you.
But I don't think they want somebody who's funny. Do you? I think they want somebody who's kind
Alex
of straightforward.
Alex Trebek was not funny.
He's not supposed. He yeah. You're not going to get
he
funny out of Alex Trebek. But he does throw a little when he's doing the three interviews. He always throws something in there that's
someone wrote for him.
Yeah, probably.
He's not, he wouldn't be a guy I'd party with.
But he mentioned a couple of names. He goes, hey, if you're going to replace me, here's the two people you should think about. And with all due respect to them, I'm not sure who they are. It's one guy who does like play-by-play for either the Lakers or some team in Los Angeles. And I don't remember who the woman is. But then LeVar Burton of Star Trek weighed in and said, hey, I want that job.
He was good with the little reading rainbow things.
He was good with that.
He would be good.
He'd be all right. Yeah.
They should have just celebrities guest host it forever.
Oh.
Wouldn't you watch? Like,
oh.
Isn't that a good idea?
What about Will Ferrell? And it's up to him. If he wants to do the Trebek impression, go for it. But if he just wants to be Will Ferrell, I'm okay with that. See... All right, so you and I grew up where there was a stable of game show hosts that anytime any of the networks said, hey, let's try a new game show.
Wink Martindale.
They would go to Wink Martindale.
Kennedy. Who was the
Tom Kennedy?
Tom Kennedy.
Jack Nars. Bill Cullen.
Oh, yeah.
The list goes on and on. For a little while, Dick Clark.
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery, certainly.
Bert Convy.
Convy was so good.
Tattletales,
yeah,
wasn't he?
He was so good. But they had a stable of guys, probably 15 or 20 deep, that if you're going to throw a game show out, you get one of the names we just mentioned, and that doesn't exist anymore.
No. You'd be so good.
I would love that. I would love that.
We can't afford to lose you here at WGN, especially on
That's
the stream.
Nice of you to say.
We couldn't call this Bill Leff Unleashed anymore.
Can I tell you why I wouldn't get the job? Like, even if they thought, like, let's say we send in one of the tapes of me doing Jeopardy here. When we do WGN Jeopardy and we sent that in, they go, oh,
yeah, he's pretty good.
Let's give this guy a shot, right? Here's where I wouldn't get it. About twice a week on Jeopardy, there's some category where Trebek has to speak French or something. And I don't know. His name is Alex Trebek, and he's Canadian. So my guess is French is not hard for him. But sometimes it's from other parts of the world, and he still makes it work.
They'd give you a pronunciation.
I hope so.
You do okay with the English language.
Not always. The English language is challenging to me.
They wouldn't let you wear a baseball cap, though.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Because he's very, you know, he's got a nice suit
on. He's very buttoned down.
It's a kind of your dressier game show.
So I couldn't wear, my traditional attire, Wendy, is baggy shorts, a polo shirt in the summer, or a sweatshirt, a hoodie sweatshirt in the summer, or in the winter, and then a baseball cap. You're saying if I got the job on Jeopardy, they would not be okay with that?
Well, maybe you could do the cargo shorts in tuxedo material.
Oh, yes.
With a jacket. And
yes.
Then we've talked about the tuxedo baseball cap, which we have to market. You should do it, the Bill Leff tuxedo baseball cap.
For dressier occasions.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And it would look good with jeans if you wanted to dress it down sometimes, too.
So here'd be me the first day I got the job, and I dress like this, and they're like, did you get your clothes? What are you doing? Are you going to dress for the show? No, I'm ready. Let's do this. Let's play Jeopardy. I'd be fired so fast. They'd get anybody in front of me.
Well, I just think you should play that HQ trivia.
You know, every time anyone ever talks to me about it, I say to myself, yeah, that sounds like it'd be fun. And I've never done it.
Nor have I till last night.
Are you going to start doing it on a daily basis?
I'm around, I mean, you know, you can set alerts. So saying, you know, and I think at 2 o'clock. So right as I'm getting home, I might stay in the driveway for 5 minutes.
For you.
But I mean, how does it? It hurts no one, man.
They only do this twice a day. For some reason, in my head, I thought it was a nonstop. Like, as soon as one game was over, you waited a couple minutes and then another game.
Oh, no.
It's only a few times a day.
Yeah, they can't be giving away $5,000 out. But I thought...
Where does the money come from?
I don't know, but I thought that there was an 11 p.m. one. Everything is Eastern time, I think.
No, if there's an 11 o'clock, it's probably Western time.
I thought there was 11 o'clock here. I thought there was one, but... HQ Live Trivia, Saturday at 9, there's a Great Outdoors with a National Parks Trivia Night. Now, I don't know anything about National Parks, so I won't participate
in that. So the questions will all be, do they theme the questions?
I think on the weekend, I just started doing this.
I would rather it be... Like, I would rather the questions be from all different directions.
They were last night.
They were.
Yeah, there was like, what amphibian?
Yeah.
Did they say? They either said amphibian or reptile, so mm-hmm. that's supposed to be a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Does not need a mate to procreate.
Mm.
So it was between...
Hmm.
There was
a tough
some,
one.
Right, I guessed wrong on that one. It was some kind of mourning gecko. MOURNING.
Yeah.
And that was the correct answer. I guessed a newt.
Oh, Wendy. How embarrassing. I can't believe you and I have had this discussion 1,000 times.
But so.
I go, what's that mourning gecko doing in the car? Look at this.
You
this
had your Godfather movie. You had amphibian or reptile. You had a question.
Probably geography.
There was some geography.
Science. Or is that
It was kind of all over the board.
That's better.
Yeah, but I think I don't know anything about it. Like I said, I'm a complete newbie, and I was like a nervous old lady at home going, oh my God, all these kids are very quickly going, hey, and then they'd say your screen name. Are you ready to roll tonight? Yeah, I'm ready. How about you? Hey, and just like, you know, when we first did a chat room with AOL, how these things kept coming so quickly. That's what was happening.
That's what it is, yeah.
And I was afraid I almost shut it down and because I didn't know how it works, but just download the app, make an account, and then wait to play and it'll pop up and you just pick the right answer, 1 out of 3. And
there's advertising on the site, right? Is that how they're getting their $5,000?
I didn't see any.
You didn't see any?
I don't know anything about it. I'm very
Do the
new.
Losers have to send money to the winners? Is that how they're making their money?
No. I That's think a good idea, though.
You owe them money.
That is a good idea. It came out in August 2017. And in December, it came out on Android. Players can participate at no cost in daily trivia games through which they can outright win or split prize money if they can correctly answer a series of questions of increasing difficulty. You have 10 seconds to answer each multiple choice question, but I'm telling you, that is the quickest 10 seconds ever.
Yeah, I bet. When I was out of work, when I was between my last job and doing nights here, there was a website that had a bunch of different games you could play, and one of them was a billiards game, a pool game, that was really accurate. I mean, it was what you saw on your screen was a billiards table, you know, that was very accurate in every way. And then you would set up your cue stick and, you know, you could do trick shots. You could put spin on it. It was a fun game. But the weirdness of it was is that, and it was set up to be played all over the world. Like every once in a while, there'd be a guy that would pop up or a girl that would pop up with a flag underneath them because they represented Sweden or Denmark or wherever. And they would challenge you to a game. And then there was a line underneath the pool table where you could, during the game, so in pool, as you know, it's not as quick as this trivia game. You had, I think there were 3 minutes, you could set it for 3 minutes in between shots. So some people would be on there and they would like trash talk you. Like, I've heard about you, you're not a very good pool player. I'll play you as a favor to you if you want to play. There were some people that would make sexual advances toward you. The weirdest thing. Love your cue stick. Wink, wink. You go, what? I'm just trying to play pool. But it was always a weird thing because I didn't necessarily want to talk to people from around the world.
Right.
I just wanted to play pool. But most of the people there either wanted to trash talk you or have sex with you online.
On the pool table.
Let's finish the game quickly and see what this table's made of. Wink, wink. And you go, what? Wait, hold on.
Lay your avatar down, will you?
Right. Right. That's the one. Remember I told you I thought they were swearing at me?
Oh, right.
Because they would always put ASL and I'd go, what did I do? And what they wanted to know was age, sex, and location.
Yeah.
But I thought they were swearing at me.
Yes.
So I actually filed a grievance with them.
I can see why they made fun of you.
Yeah, that's the reason they made fun of me.
But yeah, HQ Trivia, and this was just announced a couple hours ago. The one of the hosts of it, Scott Rogowski, is now going to be the official voice of Fish Radio on Sirius.
That's the radio station that plays old Fish episodes from Barney Miller.
No, P-H-I-S-H. Oh. So I don't know if this new guy Matt was filling in for him. Judy, do you ever play the HQ Trivia?
I haven't in a while.
I've only done it once.
Too annoying.
Wendy just missed out on $8.
Way too much.
Well,
perfect for radio.
The host does?
Yeah. All of them. They just go on and on and on. And then sometimes I tune out and I miss the first question.
When you say he's talking, is he reading you the question? Or
no,
is he
he's not a video. He's live. It's live streaming. So he's talking to you. And this guy, Matt, I had never seen him before. He was pretty funny. And he does chat it up a little bit and read some of the names of the people scrolling by.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, are you ready to start? And then it says question one. I don't know how you could miss it because his face goes away and it says question one and then multiple choice.
Yeah, because I put the phone down. The other guy, it talks so long. I'm not kidding. If, you know, they go, okay, time for HQ. And then it's several more minutes before it actually starts.
Well, he's got to warm you up,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so I put it down, and then sometimes I'm like, and it's very quick. It's 10 seconds.
It is the quickest 10 seconds I've ever experienced.
Really?
So you can't cheat, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But I always think, get 15 people in a room, like Milt Rosenberg people, and then you got to get everyone
like
right, right?
Brainiacs?
Actually, you need all a variety.
Well, yeah, because something like rap lyrics
or
something.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When you say get Milt Rosenberg types, do you mean people with large brains or people who are no longer with us? What do you mean?
You know, sometimes both works, but usually the larger brain is
that's better for this
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, and you know what? Now that I think about it, Wendy, right? Have you ever played Bill?
I've not played.
He does. He has an iPhone now.
Oh, wow!
I don't have any apps.
It's the dumb question that it's not the question you think's going to get you. You know,
So Wendy said that the
questions
get
Tootsie Roll question or whatever.
Do the questions get progressively harder?
Yes, they do.
And what's the deepest you've ever gone out of the 12?
I got 4. That was
I've gotten like 6 or 7.
I did not hit the button in time. Again, it's like you're thinking. That's what I'm saying. It's a very Bill. You would kick ass at this. You should at least try it.
You should try it. It's
and no one's really doing it to earn money. They're doing it because it takes five minutes.
A lot of money.
Well, last night the $5,000 was split amongst a lot of people, and it was $8.37.
Right, but when there's a big pot, a lot of times very few people win.
Yep, see that?
Really?
And I mean, sometimes at $50,000,
that's
crazy.
What I said to him.
And you know, it's funny because someone asked me where the money comes. They're like, "Well, it's got."
Bill just asked me that,
and you know, right? No, people just—it's these rich people. I can't remember.
Rich people fund this?
Yeah,
this is the people who made Vine, which was an app, which is a quick little loopy video that's not very popular anymore and might have gone on.
It's free money. It's
but
the one time that it's free.
You can.
How do you get your money?
I probably
do they drop
PayPal
it off at the house?
Something.
Yeah, I bet it is.
A career? Is there a career?
From a helicopter drives over your house.
Really?
But you can buy. Like I used up my life, so I don't know. Like, can I play tonight?
Absolutely. You just can't use the life. You can play every single time.
What does that mean?
Well, then how can I play?
You get to play. The life gives you an extra question when you get one wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like in Candy Crush, you can buy things, which I refuse to ever do. You can buy a life for like 99 cents or something.
Oh, you can't? Oh, see, I
now
thought.
Now you can.
Oh, in, or you can, like, see, if you get
or just
Bill,
wait the next
if you
day.
Get Bill to join, you
and
get
use my code. He wouldn't use it. He'd use somebody else
just to
be mean.
Just to be mean.
Despite Wendy, I would use a stranger's code.
But it was kind
of
interesting.
Instead of get a life, I'm now going to say buy a life to people. Hey, pal, buy a life.
All right, news time. Do we have to take a break first? Yes, we do. We have to take a very quick break, and then Judy Pilak is here to cover everything news. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN. Thank you, Jude. I know you got to get back into the newsroom.
Yes, work, 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 work.
I want to bring something.
Wow. Wow.
I went to one of our boss's offices, Stephanie Tishner, and I was hungry, so I wanted some chocolate. And I got some chocolate, and I offered Judy one, and you actually turned it down. Oh, maybe I didn't. Do you have
that
any
left? Did not happen because I'm like, I would have taken
okay,
the
but
what
no,
kind of chocolate?
It was a Hershey's Kiss. Will you give her one?
Absolutely.
No, I've had them. No. I
okay.
Don't.
This is what's going
Thanks,
on.
I gotta go. Ick.
That's why I didn't
They're
offer
icky.
It. To, okay. I love Hershey's Kisses. I love Hershey's chocolate. It's really good.
They're
if you have to go,
good.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And the almond ones are one of my favorites. They're just, the chocolate is good.
Yeah.
Consistently good. The almond in there is
great. It's a good dose of chocolate.
It is.
Kiss, because it's not too much. It's not too little. It's a fun shape. They're good for sucking, aren't they?
Yes.
They are.
I'm embarrassed. All right. So I walked by Stephanie's office, and her sliding glass door was closed. And I just kind of pointed. She always has candy.
Always.
So I pointed to the candy, and she said, you know, she was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she just kind of opened her, slid her door open and let me choose from M&M's,
mm-hmm.
plain,
mm-hmm.
or Hershey's Kisses. So mm-hmm. I just grabbed some Kisses.
Why wouldn't you?
And they were in a blue wrapper, and I'm like, oh, these are unusual. It must be a caramel macchiato or a blueberry. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I opened it up. At first glance, I noticed that it was white chocolate, which is not my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it, but mm-hmm. not my first choice. And then when I put it in my mouth, I could not identify the flavors that were happening.
You know, it says the flavor on the white wrap.
I saw that after I popped it in my mouth.
You're very trusting.
Well, it's,
what if they were like Brussels sprout flavored?
I love Brussels
kisses?
Sprouts.
Blah.
Or radishes.
What if they were radish flavored?
I just had about eight radishes last night, one after another.
Imagine the Hershey's company as they go, you know, we tried in August the rollout of our radish flavored kisses, and no one's liking them.
Can
what
I tell you
wrong?
The radish flavored kisses would be better than these?
Really? Yeah.
It's pineapple coconut. Does it say coconut on that thing or just pineapple?
I think just pineapple, I think.
Because they're pineapple coconut.
Yeah.
It's a taste of Hawaii. I love
sure
Hawaii. That is not what Hawaii tastes like to me.
Well, you also sprinkled some sand on yours, which I told you was going to be a mistake.
I cannot get this taste out of my mouth fast enough. I've been downing water. It's just,
it's
I can't.
Is that going away?
No, does it just say pineapple on there?
Yeah, just pineapple.
Because the pineapple coconut, it kind of is supposed to taste like a pina colada. And leave it to Stephanie. She is the one who always gets the new flavors of Oreos as they come out, like the day before they come out.
Yeah.
Did you like these?
Yes, I do. And I'm offended by what you've said about them.
Terrible.
I think they're pretty good. I wouldn't go out of my way for them, but if they're nearby, you know, they're all right.
They're gross.
They do try. I mean, every candy company is looking their best to expand. So.
How about stay with what put you on the map?
Well, they didn't get rid of those. You can still get regular Hershey's Kisses anywhere you go at leading retailers, Wendy. But, you know, I give them credit for trying new flavors. They do this every year around Christmas time. They'll put out a Christmassy flavor or two.
Yeah, and that's usually eggnog, which you don't like
it's
either.
Usually egg. No, I love eggnog.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like eggnog.
Yeah. You got me confused for you. That happens. Yeah. There was a chocolate mint flavored for a while. There was a cherry cordial flavor for a while. No, that doesn't do anything for you. Also, Pop-Tarts has gone out of their way. There's like a new Pop-Tart flavor every few days.
And you know, what is your absolute favorite? Your
well,
tried
the brown
and
sugar cinnamon.
Yeah,
is
frosted.
That's
the best.
That's the best Pop-Tart. They'll never improve on the brown sugar cinnamon.
That
it's
is absolutely
too good to be
the
believed.
Best. The wild berry was pretty good too.
They're all right. The s'mores are okay. The fudge, the chocolate fudge, is good.
Too much chocolate.
Grass clippings was pretty good.
I like the smell better than the taste.
I know. But, you know, Stephanie is the leader in if a new flavor of anything comes out, she buys a couple and brings them in. Good for her. It's keeping the American economy alive.
There are some new flavors of chips, too. See, I would rather, I don't like chips per se, but I do, I would rather go salty than sweet. I know if there's candy laying around, you're pretty much going to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
If there were different kinds of chips or something,
that's
just
more for you.
I like salty better. Tostitos have a salsa verde chip, which is really tangy and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a black bean and garlic Tostitos. It's
garlic
kind of,
is appealing to me. The black bean doesn't do it for me.
But it's not, you know, you're not going to really have a bean because it's in a chip.
Yeah, right.
But it gives it like more of a coarse, grainier kind of feel. So if you're dipping that in salsa,
that
it's really
work.
Good.
That could work.
And then the garlic is kind of like a garlic powder on it. But I've had trouble finding the black bean and garlic Tostitos.
Who's the one that's doing New England lobster roll chips?
I don't know.
Somebody was introducing those, I thought, in July, although I've been in the store several times and I've looked for them and I can't find them.
Is it Lay's that they do those special ones where you can judge if you like them? Like there was a dill pickle one year. They had four different ones. They had a Euros one.
This particular time, they're going to try six flavors, and then it's up to the consumers to vote.
Lay's?
Mountain Dew does this every once in a while, too, where they'll put out three flavors. And they'll say,
they all taste the
which
same.
One? Well, it's funny because all they are is different colors. And then if you look at it, it never says grape flavored. It says thrust. And you go, oh, yeah, I like that one, I think. You know, they're not very specific on the flavor. They just give it a kind of a racy name. But at the beginning of summer, they announced that toward the end of the summer, late July, early August, they'd be trying out, I think, six flavors. And one of them was New England lobster roll.
Yeah, Lay's does this every year.
Is it Lay's?
Yeah, I thought so. They're introducing eight new Taste of America flavors. Here's what you have.
If you're just joining us, this is the chew.
It should be. Here's the flavors.
I'm Jimmy Chew.
Chili con queso.
That doesn't do it for me.
New England lobster roll.
Would love to try it, but I suspect I'll be disappointed by it.
Chesapeake crab.
Spelled, how are they spelling crab?
K-R-C, but it's crab-sp.
Wait, see, it sounds like you're saying crab-spa.
I am crab-sp.
What?
It's in the way.
Word.
They're in the way.
It's only part
the
of the
word.
The
other chip is in the way of the other chip. There's
maybe,
Cajun spice.
Maybe because sometimes when you order these or you get these in the store, you don't get the whole chip. It's cracked. Maybe even the name is cracked.
No, it's not crab cake.
Crab spu?
I'll find out what the names are.
I'm pretty sure that's not a word.
It's crab and then it starts with an S-P. What would it be? It's not crab...
Spritel? Crab
no.
Spritel.
I cannot find this, Bill, but they have Cajun spice, Chesapeake crab sp,
mm-mm.
New England lobster roll.
I'm going to throw my white appeal flag on that.
Thai.
A yellow
sweet
ribbon?
Chili.
Is it the Tony Orlando and Dawn flavored chip?
Fried pickle with ranch.
Oh, no way.
I'll try that in a second. I tried the Reuben one.
Oh, that sounds dreadful.
It was not.
It's not. It wasn't
horrible. I'd rather
horrible.
Have a Reuben, but I mean.
That sounds awful. What would be the flavor if they said to you, you're in charge of flavors, what flavor would you make?
I'd have to think
what,
about
no,
that.
No, actually, go the other way. Tell me what would be the worst flavor?
Hang on, Bill. I'm trying to find out the 2018 flavors.
All right.
The worst flavor would be vomit.
Vomit would be a bad flavor chip. I can't imagine a company going, I know at first you're going to hear the name and you're going to go, oh, this doesn't sound good, but try it before you judge it.
They had, I think this was an old one, but it was like biscuits and gravy. Is this the new one?
Biscuits and gravy is actually, it sounds
yes.
appealing to me. I can't see myself loving it, but I would try
I
one.
Didn't try that. I don't like Southern biscuits and gravy to begin with.
So
I don't want it.
The essence of it would
but
not
this
appeal
is
to
New
me.
England lobster roll.
And everything is spelled right because
yes,
you know how sometimes like if you go to a store and they're selling you imitation crab meat, they have to spell it like Buster Crab, it's like K-R-A-B.
Can I tell you something? Yes, but it's a potato chip. There's everything is made up. They're not going to put real artificial. Yeah, how are they going to get a potato chip?
Because here's what they'll do is they'll get a lobster.
There's no lobster
and
they'll
shred it.
No.
So you get like like
flavoring.
Small, almost salt granules.
No.
And they'll just put a little bit on there and then they'll go, yeah, we put lobster in there. How much lobster?
It's flavored. It's not.
Yeah.
They don't have to put a fake name if they're saying it's flavored. Mm. I can't find all of them. Jasmine, have you found them? Are you looking?
So which one? The Chesapeake Crab Bay Spice?
Crab Bay Spice.
B-A-Y. Bay Spice.
Deep dish pizza, fried pickles with
ranch. Deep dish pizza? Oh, so it's crab, Chesapeake Bay crab spice.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Not spuh. You know, just said spuh.
Because the other bag was in front of it. I thought it would be crab cake, not crab spice.
Oh.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Just sprinkle some Old Bay on your potato chips and you'll be good to go.
Crabby Spice was one of the Spice Girls who got cut right before they became famous. She's like the Beat Best of the Spice Girls.
All right. Well, you should try the lobster roll chips.
I want to bring them in
on Monday.
No, I keep looking for them. I go shopping like once or twice a week. And anytime I'm in the store, I walk down that aisle going, maybe today's the day. And they've still not shown up in my store.
Well, they'll be there.
Is the website saying that they're currently available? Does it say that I can get them?
No, I don't know if they've 100% been released yet.
I even ask sometimes.
The new bags, well, what I'm reading from people, the new bags will hit the grocery stores beginning July 30th and will be available until September 23rd.
All right, so you'll have time. And July Walgreens 30th. Always has the smaller bags.
I go, do you have any of the crab spuh? And they go, sir, you have to finish that word. And I go, no, I do not. I want my chips, and I do not have to finish any words until I get them.
Whatever. I didn't have it. Yeah, that's...
Does it go along with my story that you will then vote on them, the person who buys them, and whichever one wins, I guess, becomes a regular member of their chip family?
But I don't know how regular it is.
It still might just be for a limited time only, right?
Yeah, I think so. Lay's lobster roll flavored potato chips are very real.
There's no customer reviews yet, right?
What are people saying? Lay's new lobster roll chips taste nothing like the real thing.
Oh, that's disappointing, but I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, it's a potato chip.
I was hoping there'd be glowing reviews going, this is even better than a lobster roll.
When Lay's potato chips, there's no way it would ever be better. When they announced one of the 8 limited edition flavors for its annual Do Us a Flavor potato chip contest this year, we saw New England lobster roll. The Banger Daily News naturally decided to ask a few Mainers to try it and share their thought. Yeah, they didn't like it.
It's wicked awful.
And now
it tastes like spuh. It.
They're not letting me advance on this because I have to subscribe, and I'm not.
Wendy, just do it. Just pay the $80. Come on.
Here, experts test Lay's lobster roll. What do they have to say?
No, I know this isn't going to be good.
This is the sunjournal.com based out of Portland.
Mm-hmm. Portland, Maine. Not Portland, Oregon.
Okay. They had a bag of the Lay's New England lobster roll potato chips. It was an informal tasting on Tuesday. The chips are one of 8 new regionally inspired flavors. So regionally, we may not get it.
I think they're saying regionally as if to say emanating from the New England area, but not necessarily for only New England.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's what they had to say. The verdict, where's the lobster?
Oh,
I'm getting no lobster at all. This does not taste like a lobster roll. The other two agreed.
Oh.
To me, it starts like it tastes like sour cream and onion, and then it finishes with something I can't explain.
Oh.
Like paprika or toast.
All right. The toast part is part of a lobster roll, but it's not the best part of the lobster roll. For many of us, the best part of the lobster roll is the lobster. So although they were heading in the right direction, I will find some and bring some in.
All right. The panelists, there were when someone mentioned toast, they all eventually picked up on the flavor of a griddled buttery roll in the chips.
I like that.
Do you want it in your chips?
I would like that, but I'd prefer if it says lobster on the bag, I would like that to be the dominating taste. like a good lobster roll, and you know, because you've had them, you can taste the toast, but what you really want to taste is the lobster right. with an essence of toast.
The suggestion of paprika might be coming from a Lay's version of Old Bay-like seasoning, perhaps the same seasoning used on a new Chesapeake Bay crab spice chips. The other Taste of America flavors released regionally Monday by Lay's are pimento cheese. I like that. Cajun spice. By the way, pimento cheese represents the Southeast.
Right.
Cajun spice, the Gulf Coast. Chili con queso, Southwest.
Yeah.
Deep dish pizza.
Chicago.
Mid-America.
Yeah.
Fried pickles, Midwest. And the sweet chili, Pacific Northwest.
Flavors
from outside the region can be purchased online, so it looks like we're only going to have...
Oh, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, regionally.
They should make them more culturally addictive. Like, they should just say, the people in Chicago already know what pizza tastes like, let's give them tastes from other parts of the country. And they should include all parts of the country. I want a whale blubber chip from Alaska. why are they leaving out Alaska?
That would be really funny. They'll be out
here. I want one from Tennessee that tastes like Mountain Dew.
But I'm not seeing the fried pickle ones. The fried pickle
They gave up
ranch.
On those already. They know that those aren't going to be good.
I love fried pickles. You don't like pickles, do you?
No.
Well, then duh. All right, well, we'll look for them, and as soon as they become available, let's bring all the flavors in and do a taste test.
As recently as today's Friday, right? So it would have been Monday, I was in a store, and I went down the chip aisle to look for them, but I will gladly bring them in.
Well, we'll just all look for them.
Prepare to be disappointed.
I will.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things off. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN. Boy, the Spot Hero people have some nice background music, don't they? I like that. What was that?
It was Spirited.
I don't know what that
was. I don't know what it was.
I wonder if that band's playing a Lollapalooza. I might change my mind and head over.
The Spot Heroes might be.
It had a whole bunch of, like, great stuff going on.
Energetic.
Right. Wasn't it, though?
It was.
I didn't know how to... Yeah, that's the way to describe it. It's very energetic. Spot Hero. Guys, we've lost our lease. We're out of time.
No, we haven't. We'll be back on Monday.
Our lease on time.
Okay.
Not on office space. We're fine. We're fine. So, yeah, we'll take tomorrow off. Don't come in tomorrow. And then nothing on Sunday. We got nothing going on Sunday. But then on Monday, we'll come back. You'll come back. I'll come back. And it'll be another show. Should be a good one.
We'll talk about Beetlefest. Peter Asher from Peter and Gordon. And I believe, was it his daughter who dated or married Paul McCartney?
Jane Asher. Yeah.
We'll talk to him and Eric Zorn.
All right. That's a full show.
He was a Beatle, wasn't he?
Eric Zorn was a Beatle, yes. Yes. All right. That's it, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.